Chapter 4. Salvation and Spiritual Growth. My sister, too, was hurt that she never received our Father's love. In that season, in despair, she once swallowed a large number of tablets. The doctor made her vomit, but some of the tablets would not come back up. I placed the Bible near her head and prayed. Through the power of that prayer, God healed her by morning. We had no one to help us financially. My mother's salary was never enough. We suffered greatly, unable to pay the hospital bill, but the Lord Himself helped us at just the right time. I spoke to my sister about the love of Christ and taught her about the need for salvation. She went to a nearby church, knelt down, and prayed in repentance, and was filled with the Holy Spirit. In this way, my sister came to know the value of Christ's love and began to pray devoutly. After coming to a settled assurance of salvation, we went through the experience of baptism as well. Our mother, weighed down by neglect from her husband as well as the lack of support from her own parents, had not drawn close to God. She was always anxious for our sake. Once, when she was suffering from a severe fever, she saw, in a dream at night, the verse Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 10. Frightened, she told me about it. The three of us prayed together, and God, just as He had done for Hezekiah, extended her life by 15 years and restored her health. My mother, too, came to salvation. Like Joshua, I and my household now serve the Lord. We began to grow in faith.